Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. By the way, spring training baseball in Florida started up over the weekend. Oh, boy, play ball. Love it, love it, love it. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe and we're on Gab the same way. And we're on Parler as at the Captain's America. You can find us on Twitter, too, by the way, at Captain's America. Somebody asked me if I wasn't there anymore, but I am. And our website, of course, is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And when all else fails, and you can't hear us anywhere else, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a feed playing there all the time. You should be able to hear us. All right. Joining us right now from California, the professor of politics for hour number two, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we did have some technical issues, but everything's been taken care of, so everybody should be a very happy camper right now. All right, Kyle, we've got a caller right off the bat. Let me go over there. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tom, Tampa.
What's up?
Nothing. Just work at the airline, see that all the guys in nice blue uniforms are taxpayer funded, and they're acting like everything is federal run by the government. And when I went in Florida, I left California to get away from California. And mask, no mask. I've had the Chinese flu twice and never been tested. So I don't get why they're letting the...
Okay, so what are you trying to tell us? I know there's a lot of nonsense going on in today's world, but what are you driving at here, Tom?
Well, Fauci's history of doing research in China.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We outlawed the research he was doing in 2013 or 2014, so he took his research to Wuhan. There's just everything designed just to get out of Trump.
Yeah, well, it was an attack on all fronts, and thank you, Tom. It was an attack on all fronts to take down a government, the Donald Trump government, and do whatever they could to destroy him, destroy the economy and everybody in the process, because they figured, whoa, now we're going to come back and save it. But, Kyle, do you know what little Dr. Fauci advised yesterday?
Was this about relaxation with families, basically, in terms of if you've been vaccinated?
Well, yeah. Little Dr. Fauci advised, he says, it's okay to have a relaxed gathering in your home as long as everyone's vaccinated. If not, you can't do it. And you certainly can't do it out in the community.
Well, exactly. And again, and will that change?
Give me a break.
I mean, I don't even know what kind of to make of that because, you know, a lot of people haven't been vaccinated.
Let me tell you a little secret. We had the Super Bowl here, what now, a month ago?
Right.
Okay. It's been a month, right?
Right.
Oh, there's going to be a spike. Oh, the people are celebrating. Oh, they don't have masks. Oh, they're too close. Oh, that's all it was, right?
Right, right.
Nada. Yeah. Zit, zilch, zip, zero, nothing. Nothing. Do you hear me, America? Nothing. This is a bunch of BS they're trying to peddle down your throat.
Well, one of the things that I think is so important to realize is that, you know, most people are driving to the idea that we're going to get to the so-called herd immunity, that how do we get to that, how do we help usher that in. But what we keep hearing from Fauci is kind of like, here's a little bit, it's like, here's some breadcrumbs, you know, for you, but they don't want that.
Okay. COVID is falling off the proverbial cliff, literally. Vaccination is not yet widespread enough. Not enough time has passed that even those vaccinated have had time to develop enough antibodies to present the disease. Is it the disease itself that's dying? Or could it be maybe it wasn't that bad to begin with? Because why isn't the alleged media reporting how good things are going? Are they waiting until the Democrats can figure out another way to keep Americans afraid and locked up at home? Where's the public's anger about that? Now, Tom just kind of alluded to all that, but you haven't heard about this. You haven't heard that the new average daily case rate in the U.S. has dropped to less than 70,000. Because a little more than a month ago, Kyle, it peaked at 263,000 per day. This is a decrease of, are you ready, 77%.
Yeah, see, these things are starting to happen now, and as you were saying, Captain, you know what is being hidden from here? You know, what's being hidden here?
Okay, here's my question to you and the audience. What is a political party to do when it depends on crises to acquire and maintain power? Will they come up with another crisis? Yep, I'll bet you money.
Well, and the goalpost will shift again. Watch. Yeah.
Yep. And Pfizer coming out, and hold on, Kyle. Pfizer coming out with a new vaccine, the one shot, you know, and you're done. That's going to change the goalposts again. But little Dr. Fauci says, oh, no. You can't have gatherings unless everyone is vaccinated. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much. That's the lovely Kathy from Tampa that did that. She's a professional broadcaster, and I thank her very much for that. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends at Awful Glass America. Now, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Awful Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put right in the palm of your hand when they finish the job. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, Gainesville, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. Get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand today. And, Kyle, what do they tell you?
Auto Glass America.
All right, and we are also joined tonight by a brand new sponsor, and here they are. Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Fancy stuff.
Sounds like it. That's right.
All right. Well, I played that for our retired nurse, VA nurse, who's on the line right now. Okay, Mary, you had something you wanted to say, so have at it. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Bill Gates is a globalist, and part of the definition of a globalist is a lot of those people believe in depopulation. And it makes no sense that they're all involved in this vaccination when they believe in depopulation. And the next thing to look for is Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland in America.
No. Not all of it, just what he can get his hands on. But it's not all of it, but I'm with you.
It's a lot. Anyone mm-hmm. who believes in synthetic meat for people to eat is nuts. That's no nutrition for the body at all.
You might
all.
As well just chew up the newspaper.
There you go. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Right. She's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to have good food. There's no doubt.
Yeah, you might as well just chew up the newspaper. All right. Well, an Echelon Insights poll, I've never heard of them, but this is the poll, says that Republican priorities surround the big issues of the day, while Democrat concerns are focused mostly on hating Republicans. I'll go on. You want to hear the rest of this?
Yes.
All right. Starting with the most concern, the top issues of concern for Republican voters are illegal immigration, lack of support for police, high taxes, left-wing media bias, and the moral decline of the country. Socialism, Antifa, China, late-term abortion, election fraud, tech censorship, and finally, discrimination against Christians. Now, to put this in perspective, 81% of Republicans are extremely or very concerned with the illegal immigration. That's number one. The bottom issue on this poll is Christian discrimination, but it still has a 57% extremely or very concerned number. Now, wait till you hear this. You want to hear the top issues of concern for the Democrats?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is no joke. Number one, Trump supporters. Number two, white nationalism. Number three, systemic racism. Number four, gun violence. Number five, health care coverage. Number six, domestic terror. Number seven, brutality by the police. Number eight, discrimination against the alphabet people. Number nine, sexism. Number 10, voter suppression. Number 11, student debt. And number 12, capitalism.
Wow. Well, Captain, that so clearly shows.
Yeah, I got one more little thing to say, and then you can go ahead and have at it. Listen to this. A full 82% of Democrats, according to Breitbart and this poll, Echelon Insights, a full 82% of Democrats are extremely or very concerned with Trump supporters.
Well, again, that's just unbelievable.
They're nuts.
Well,
they are certifiably nuts.
Well, sure. Well, it shows, number one, the massive divide in the country, and number two, a lot of those things you were just reading off, Captain, on the Republican side, mm-hmm. it seems like stuff that you can look out your yeah. window and say, this needs to be taken care
yeah.
of. But what you're talking about with the Democrats, mm-hmm. a lot of that seems to be the result of propaganda
yep.
that has actually made people think.
But before I get to the caller, I want to read this last little part of this. Democrats have now successfully cultivated this hate for many years. With these numbers, how will it be possible for all Americans to continue to live side by side? Collectively, today's Democrats are a real piece of work. P.T. Barnum was right. A sucker is born every minute.
Well, right, and that's why I'm talking about the propaganda idea, because they hear this over and over and over again on certain news channels and other sources
yeah.
and so forth, and it's put up there like this is all real.
But actions speak louder than words here, and we can prove by our actions and when what we've been able to do in the red states. Florida, for example, is leading the country. Folks, keep your eyeballs on Florida. We know what we're doing down here, and we've got the best governor in the country. Okay, to the phone line I go. Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. With this racist and self-proclaimed eugenicist, Bill Gates, Captain, what do you suppose the motive is with the amount of farmland that he did buy? And his father also connected with Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood,
mm-hmm.
Who his father was a very powerful banker. And a supporter of the KKK, mm-hmm. along with she was also. Mm-hmm. What do you? What is the motive then?
All right, I'd be happy to tell you. I'd be happy to tell you. Okay, and real quick, Kyle, because we got another caller. It's the Bilderberg bunch. It's the One World Order bunch. They want one way of doing things, my way or the highway, and it's also called socialism.
Well, right, and it's always couched in the idea that they're
yep.
making everything better.
And we know so much more than you do because we are the government. We are the elitist. We know what's best. We can help you do this. You know, you remember the movie Soylent Green?
I do. I remember it well, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go any further than that. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is Scott in St. Pete.
What's up?
Well, you know, the Coca-Cola company and the move they just made.
Yep.
I wrote them a little letter, and, you know, their products are no longer welcome in my home.
Well, I
you
quit.
Know, and I used to.
Yeah, I quit drinking it.
I'll tell you.
Yep. I quit drinking
well,
it.
Well, vitamin water, you know, I was big on that. I enjoyed that. And
mm-hmm.
the Minute Maid, it's amazing. You know, they've got over 500 products that they offer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're not welcome in my home anymore. What a move. And I'm a better white because of it, you know.
You're right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, I appreciate it. You bet. I appreciate your show.
Thank you very much, Scott. Okay, appreciate him calling. Well, Kyle, you know, that's true. I by the way, you notice so many of the fast food companies are selling Coke?
Yeah, usually they have Coke products or they have Pepsi products, usually. Yeah.
Well, so far, it's Coke where I've been going, and I'm going to start looking for where the Pepsi's at now.
Well, yeah, I think they're actually experiencing some real blowback.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah, there's, you know, because again, it's the kind of thing that what was said about the what was it, the be less white
yeah.
or something like that, that doesn't actually help anybody
yeah.
or help stop racism or any mm-hmm. of that kind of stuff. It just actually makes things worse.
Yeah, and since we're on a roll here and we got everybody listening to what's going on here all of a sudden, I'm going to talk about something that was talked about by the president yesterday, but I'm going to expound on it. And that is the Supreme Court and what they didn't do during this last election and what they should have done and maybe why they didn't do anything at all. Because there's a little log on an airplane that used to fly down to an island in the Caribbean, if you get where I'm going here, that a certain Chief Justice of the United States was on that flight several times.
Well, that's some of the.
I am not making that up, so help
yeah.
me. I'm not. Mm-mm.
Well, the
nope.
former President Trump did talk
yep.
about the idea of why didn't he have standing, or why didn't some. What was
well, this comes from the standing? This comes from the this comes from the Epic Times.
Yep.
And they're pretty doggone good with what they do. But we're gonna tell you about what we know. And what may be going on, and Kyle, hang on, what may be going on with John Roberts in the Supreme Court and why the sudden turnaround here, you won't believe it, but then again, you just might. So anyway, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump made his first speech since leaving office Sunday, addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida. During the speech, Trump criticized President Biden's efforts to undo many of his policies, including the decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline.
And in one of his first official acts, which was incredible because, again, he talked about energy. He never said he was going to do this. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline, destroying not the 8,000 or the 9,000 or the 11,000 jobs that you hear, but 42,000 great-paying jobs on just about day one, right? He never talked about that during a debate because he wouldn't have gotten away with it.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's Team...
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my buddy over at Burt's Harley Davidson. You know, Burt's Harley Davidson, if you want to join me and other people that will be there, is going to be unveiling the new Harley Davidson Memorial, a motorcycle memorial at Burt's Barracuda at 10525 49th Street North in Clearwater, Florida. Now, the event goes on from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you don't know this, Harley Davidson had a very important role in defending our nation's freedom during World Wars I, II, plus Korea and Vietnam. You see, motorcycles played a big part with the military scouts that were out there scooting back and forth from here to there and everywhere to get things done, to deliver messages and whatnot. Now, you can enjoy live entertainment from the Bearded Brothers Band. Food will be there from the Veterans Food Truck. And you can bring your appetite along with you. This is a family-friendly event. And the dedication will start at 10 a.m. with the National Anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. And then the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Motorcycle Memorial. It's a beauty. I mean, it's a beauty. Now, if you get there early, you'll see the Color Guard, the National Anthem. You'll also be able to join me at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson for this unveiling of the HD War Memorial. This is going to be just an absolutely great thing. Harley-Davidson, of course, is an American company,
And I don't need to tell you that they've been a legend up there in Wisconsin where they're out of. Now, Burt's is located just north of U.S. 19 on 49th Street, across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube, if that gives you a better idea where they're at. And for more information, you can go to burtsbarracuda.com. I look forward to seeing you there over the weekend, Saturday from 10 to 3. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Okay, Kyle, I teased it before we went to break. You ready?
Yep.
The Supreme Court threw out a series of legal challenges on February the 22nd to the voting processes and results in several states left over from the recent presidential election cycle. To begin with, the High Court didn't explain why it refused to hear the cases beforehand, simply stating that President Trump didn't have legal standing, Texas didn't have legal standing to sue other states, this, that, and the other. But three justices dissented from the decision, namely Justices Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch. And they were taken aback by what their colleagues were doing. So this wasn't unanimous on the part of the Supreme Court. But the High Court refused to hear the cases. And on January the 11th, with inauguration day just about a week away, the High Court denied requests from the litigants, President Trump, Republicans, Trump supporters, to expedite several of the lawsuits which concerned the presidential elections in the states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Now, why do you suppose the reason for that was?
Well, as you mentioned, Captain, it wasn't a unanimous decision. So there's some kind of rationale going on, which we may never know particularly why, unless one of the justices eventually comes forward and says exactly why. But we can hypothesize, you know, we've got Alito, as you said, and I think Clarence Thomas and Gorsuch, and we kind of know, you know, where they might be coming from conceptually. Yeah.
According to the Epoch Times and Stand Up America U.S., their website, who repeated this information over there, this alone should tell you all you need to know, and that is apparently our Chief Justice has been compromised, and maybe somebody else on the Supreme Court has too. Now, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court decided to not get involved in the most far-reaching set of cases of his career. He retreated from the sacred duty that was literally decide the future of America. And not only that, but Justice Roberts confirmed to the country that riotous mobs do indeed rule because they were getting away with what they were doing. And we couldn't even have a lawsuit heard by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it really is a big deal. And and unfortunately, as you've said so many times, Captain, you know, no court has heard this.
Well, here's where the rubber meets the road. And this is from Stand Up America U.S., and it's an article rewritten from the Epoch Times. Who is John Roberts? Is he the John Roberts that rewrote the Obamacare legislation so that it would pass court muster? Or is he the John Roberts who was on the flight logs to Epstein's Island in the Caribbean? Is he the John Roberts that jumped into the political fray like a presidential candidate disputing President Trump's justifiable criticism of the rogue Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals? Remember when he did that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Roberts stepped up and said something?
Mm-hmm.
There's something bad wrong, as my dad used to say. There's something bad wrong with these boys.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the thing about the Jeffrey Epstein island, basically, and we have seen part of this story before, in the sense that this has been put out there, but there is no evidence that we know of that it is in fact Chief Justice John Roberts. That, and in fact, it's a very common name.
Yep. It could be anybody, but it's been crickets. So you can assume what you want, you can think what you want, but it's pretty obvious that there's something really screwy going on here.
Well, I mean, we've seen also John Roberts make these decisions, for example, about Obamacare. And one wonders, you know, where he gets the rationale for that. But, you know, that was his opinion. That was what he thought. And so whatever else is going on, but you know, Captain, there was such a massive reluctance by all of the judiciary, it seems, you know, to be able to, I should say by the courts, mm-hmm. To just ignore mm-hmm. These lawsuits, that it was unprecedented.
Now, the H.R. 1 bill is going to be voted on, and it will probably pass the House of Representatives, and then it will go over to the Senate, where I don't think it's going to pass in the Senate. And here's why I don't think it's going to. There is so much pressure being put on these senators right now, especially in Georgia, where one of them is up for re-election again next year. And they don't dare vote against what the people in Georgia want, because if they do, they will not get reelected. Unless they just don't care.
Well, exactly. And this H.R. 1, of course, is devastating. I mean, you thought 2020 was bad. This would make 2020 every day forever.
This basically gives the federal government the right to be able to do what they want with elections, which they constitutionally, they do not have that privilege.
Well, that's right. And so what this is an obvious move to consolidate power at mm-hmm. the very top.
And they wouldn't be doing this if they didn't think the constitutionality of it would be stood up for by the Supreme Court. Am I wrong?
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Now, there's also something else. The stimulus bill is going to be in the Senate this week. And as soon as it gets passed by the Senate, by the way, the $15 an hour minimum wage is in there. But as soon as it gets passed by the Senate, it's going to go to Biden. He's going to sign it, and away we go, right?
Right.
But did you see over the weekend what a Republican congressman tried to do to point out the wasteful spending in the bill? Did you see that?
Yes. Yeah, he actually went and proposed larger payments to individuals to the tune of $10,000 and $20,000 to married couples.
Yeah, this was Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona. Mm-hmm. He introduced an amendment increasing the stimulus check to $10,000 for individuals, $20,000 for the married couples. And it didn't pass, but you didn't think it would, did you?
Well, no. What he was doing, he was trying to point up the idea that there's a lot of excessive spending in this bill. That I think doesn't necessarily benefit. You know, it's interesting, Captain, what they should be doing, what the Democrats should have mm-hmm. proposed and done was a bill that gives people
yep.
money and then do another
yep.
bill that does other relief.
Yep. Now, your governor in California is about to be recalled. They've made it very difficult for him. They're trying to pass legislation to make it even more difficult to recall the governor. But the Soros-backed DA, who now faces recall himself, hired a prosecutor who actually called the LAPD barbarians and wants to abolish prisons altogether.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And she also, I believe, called the LAPD an occupying army or something like that, if I recall correctly. But you're right, barbarians was one of the terms. And again, these are people who have a very, very different view of what it means to have law and order. And by abolishing prisons is really just something that is so far out you can't get a radar fix on it.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, issue number 2, with Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, thereabouts, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. She'll be telling you about CPAC and what she saw down there.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 6 years I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much for doing that for us. And she is definitely up there in the good old Georgia State, Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on into there. Tell them you were listening to me. Tell you about them and that free cup of coffee you'll get for going in there. And say, hey, man, I was listening to Captain on the Captain's America Third Watch, and he told me I'd get a free cup of coffee. Well, yeah, you will. But then while you're there, if you aren't already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member. By the way, you RVers out there, become a member of the RV Club, because you'll get points for the purchases you make. When it comes to your fuel, comes to your food, comes to the stuff you buy in the trucker store, too, and you'll be able to save yourself a whole bunch of money on down the highway and get yourself some great gifts, too. All righty, here we go.
that's a little Marshall Tucker Band. Can't you see what that woman's been doing to me? You remember that one, Kyle?
I think I do. That's might be a little bit maybe before my time, but it's definitely a good one, though.
You think you do? You think you do?
Yeah, it seems to be a little bit familiar, yeah.
A little bit
but
familiar.
But I love it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a really old-time, oldie but goodie. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, I'm going to read the weather here, then turn it over to Kyle. We have had a couple of changes up here in the Northeast that we'll get into. Now, the weather is expected to be mostly quiet the first part of March, but there are some hazards to monitor, locally heavy rain and thunderstorms that produce flooding from the Arklatex into the Southeast early this week, along with a strong cold front sweeping off the East Coast will result in some very gusty winds, which have kicked up right now across the Northeast and New England. And, Kyle, what's going on out west? It almost looks like a graveyard out there.
Well, that's right, Captain. A lot of stuff off the map tonight from where we were at the end of last week and on the weekend edition. But right now, tonight, we've got a freeze warning down in south Arizona. This is going to be in the Tucson area coming across I-10. Also, if you're coming across Interstate 8 near Casa Grande, you're going to encounter this freeze warning. Also, wind advisory. This is going to be along I-25, this near Truth or Consequences, north of Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yep, and then also high wind warning. This is going to be north of Cheyenne, Wyoming, also along I-80 near Elk Mountain. Over in California, we've got the wind advisory. Still, we're going to see more wind on Monday, hopefully dying down towards the end of the day, but doesn't look like it's going to be as intense as it was over the weekend. One other freeze and frost advisory to tell you about tonight is along Highway 101 in Northern California. This is going to be north of Cloverdale and going to be south of Redway along beautiful Highway 101. So you're going to be careful if you're going through that area tonight, Captain.
All right, well, here we go. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, you got a gale warning along the lakes up there. You've also got some winter weather, some snow coming in there, lake effect. It's also starting to kick in over there in the lee shore of Lake Erie, just south of Buffalo, down there around Dundee. You've got lake effect snow that's going to be kicking in east of Buffalo all the way across over to Fulton, New York, on up to Watertown, New York. Got some really cold temperatures in the Adirondacks tonight, north to Saratoga Springs up to the Canadian border. Same with the upper half of Vermont, upper half of New Hampshire, upper half of Maine as well. And then you've got some really windy conditions, and I mean gusts of wind to 35, 40 miles an hour. Gale warnings, even higher gusts than that from Nova Scotia on down around, let's see here, Massachusetts, around the corner, down into Rhode Island, and we got some breeze over there right now along Long Island and New York City, Jersey, northern Jersey. But the Jersey coast, high wind warnings, and that wind goes inland into Pennsylvania. You got rain all the way down. It starts out about the southeastern corner of Arkansas and the northeastern corner of Louisiana, comes up all the way into Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, the mountains there. And we've got some fog tonight up along the central part of the area as well. So there you go. Now, don't forget that with everything that's going on here, we have got fog as well, also all the way across I-10. Now, if you're going to travel I-10 west of Pensacola over towards Houston, you're going to be in fog all the way there along I-10. It's pretty much along the water, so be advised of that. And then you've got some patchy areas of fog along the water if you're on U.S. 98 down towards Big Bend in Florida and all the way down to the border, the Mexican border, south of Houston. Okay, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the host of the Kyle Warren Show. Now, on the phone line, we're joined by Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a good time at CPAC?
It's okay.
I wish I could have joined you, but Saturday I couldn't even walk. On top of everything else that was going on, my leg went fluey on me. Okay, so tell us what you brought away from that.
the young Americans had a very, very large contingent there. I would say there were probably, I'm guessing 300 or 400. So I was very gratified that we're having a younger generation that is engaged and engaged enough to attend and participate in, you know, speeches and issues that the speakers presented. So that was a very gratifying thing. I was disappointed, I guess because I'm so close to all of this stuff that I'm fine with a cheer rally sessions. I mean, those are okay. But we really need a call to action. We really need a strategy from this point forward, and I didn't hear a strategy. So I was disappointed in that. I will say, however, there were 7 sessions dealing with experts talking about plans for election reform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there were, I think John Fund did a remark. He has some, he's probably one of the more studied people on this. And then that did not include breakout sessions where there were other panels. So that is a top of mind mission for the Republicans and the conservatives, which is a good thing.
Well, wait till you hear this. According to Breitbart, you know what the number one concern is that's extremely and very concerning for the Democrats?
For the Democrats?
Mm-hmm. The number one concern, a full 82% of Democrats are extremely or very concerned with Trump supporters.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, I mean, that goes kind of without saying.
Because they regard the Trump supporters as white nationalists, they regard us as racist.
We're terrorists.
Yep.
Insurgents.
Yep, domestic terrorists.
All of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Isn't that great? Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to go to break, top of the hour, and we'll be back with Denise Simon. But that's what the Democrats currently think, according to their own poll of us. And guess what? I think they're Fruit Loop bat crazy myself. Anybody that buys the garbage they're selling. But that's just my opinion. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.